This week, lawyers representing people with disabilities were in court trying to get the New York City Board of Elections to comply with federal access laws for polling sites. WBAI's Phil Bader has more.
For over a decade, people with mobility and vision impairments have been claiming that too many polling sites in the city are inaccessible, making it impossible to exercise one of their fundamental rights as citizens. Christine Chuang is a lawyer with Disability Rights Advocates, a nonprofit legal center.
The plaintiffs in this case are United Spinal Association and Disabled in Action. And we were actually working with another third party in New York City, Sydney, which is the Center for the Independence of the Disabled New York. And for many years before this case was filed, they had been surveying polling places throughout New York City to document whether there were access barriers at polling places. And every single election, every year, they found pervasive and systemic barriers, such as unsafe ramps, ramps that were, you know, essentially a wooden steep ramp that, you know, was not stable, missing signage, which is sort of the accessibility signage that directs people with disabilities to the accessible entrance, locked doors at the accessible entrances with doorbells that weren't working, and things like that. So we filed this suit, and both parties moved for summary judgment, meaning we both said that the facts were undisputed and that we should be we should win as a matter of law. And on August 8th, the judge granted our motion for summary judgment on liability and ruled that New York City's Board of Elections failed to provide voters who use wheelchairs and scooters or have vision impairments with adequate access to polling places in New York City.
A summary judgment on liability means that the judge ruled the city is in violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Now the court needs to find remedies. Julia Pinover is one of the lead attorneys in the case, and she thinks the judge left no doubts about the city's need to comply with the law.
The judge made it very clear that she expects the Board of Elections to respond to the needs of persons with disabilities and to make polling places as accessible as possible for the elections. And she's ordered us, disability rights advocates, and our clients, who are persons with disabilities in New York City, to negotiate with the Board of Elections for the next 2 weeks, and we will be back in court on September 10th.
At the September 10th court date, the city will have to present its plan to remedy the long-term systemic problems that have impeded disabled voters for over 10 years. But Julia Pinover, with Disability Rights Advocates, doesn't believe that the problems will end there.
You know, in reality, I think the polls will probably not be perfect for the November election. Our hope is that they'll be a lot better this year, and that after this election and after this sort of push to put in some immediate triage steps, that we will be able to come up with some sort of agreement for making the polling places fully accessible long term. Obviously, the easiest one that occurs to us is using an accessible building as a polling place, but that's certainly not the only solution.
The next hearing in the case is September 10th at 11 a.m. in the federal courthouse at 500 Pearl Street. For WBAI News, I'm Phil Bader.